Now, John, we've spoken a few times through the season. We spoke, first of all, after the beating of Lee Centurions, first game of the season. We then spoke a few weeks ago where, at that point, you weren't necessarily wanting to commit to the idea of middle-eighth rugby. Now, though, you're there. And what an incredible final day of the regular season it was for your side and generally just in that championship race to get into the middle-eighths.
Yeah, I think, in all honesty, the interest generated at the top end of the Championship justifies this new formula. And also the fact that three of the four teams who qualified for the top four, ourselves included, are new to that format. And when you couple that with two of the four teams in the Super League tier of the middle eights are new to the format, I just think it makes it really, really interesting. And obviously, I'm really delighted that we've got there. And although I wouldn't speak to you before about it, I was quietly confident that we'd do it. But I didn't want to hex the fellas.
Understandably so, John. Just actually, you raise a good point. Before we specifically get onto the game on Sunday, I've been saying for quite a while I'm a huge fan of the way that the split now works. And it really does. It creates that level of excitement and it gives fans and those who play at certain teams in the Championship, it gives them that real opportunity to get themselves to the £1 million game. And once you get there, who knows across 80 minutes, John, what can actually happen?
Exactly right, and you know, we've seen it a number of times, haven't we, this year? This year really is, you know, it's the year of the underdog, I think, with Leicester City. In rugby only, if you look at the Championship, Doncaster Knights got within a whisker of promotion, and obviously we've got our little story as well, and it's just fantastic. It's been a great year, it's a great format, and the £1 million game is a beckoning for, you know, for all the Championship clubs, because obviously, should the Super League clubs get ranked 1-4, there's still ranking 5, which would be bound to be a Championship club, which would take that £1 million game in 80 minutes. Anything can happen, believe you me.
I was going to say, John, you know, you've been a part of quite a few upsets in the past. What are you saying to the players right now ahead of the Hull KR game? Is it just a case of them just focusing on their own game, ignoring all the hype around it?
Well, we've got a senior player leadership. We had quite an in-depth meeting on Tuesday, and all they wanted to do was prepare as we've prepared all season. They felt it had worked really well. They felt that it gave them the appropriate plan for the opposition that are coming up. And it also, they felt that it improved us as a team when we're doing our review. So what we've done, it's been business as normal, but we know it's business as normal against a very, very good rugby league team. And you know, when we previewed Hull Kingston Rovers, any team that's got Ken Seo and Albert Kelly and Maurice Blair in, they're a good team. And also, I think you need to put the perspective in that those three players' salaries was probably more than all our contracted salaries of our squad. So it's a fair old task, but it's one we're going to embrace and we're going to enjoy.
Do you prepare in any way differently for a game of this calibre and those that you're now going to face in the middle eights with those Super League teams? Or do you prepare differently for that than you have all season? Or is it now just a case for you? What you're doing is clearly working to get you to the situation. Just keep going as you've been.
Yes, it is. It is. But you've obviously got to doff your hat to the opposition as well. And, you know, you have to look at their strengths, attempt to nullify them, and then select their weaknesses or perceived weaknesses and attempt to exploit them. And that's what we've done. That's the process that we've been through. And I'm pretty certain I won't need to rev these guys up this weekend, because you can just sense around the place that they're excited, that there's a great deal of anticipation, some nerves, which is bound to be, but they've got to handle them. But also there's a great challenge that they're happy to embrace. And they're feeling really privileged by the fact that we've qualified for the middle-eights in a year when we've got Leeds and Huddersfield in there as well. So they really are looking forward to it, as I am the next couple of months.
I was going to say, John, I've seen an article where you've said that you're setting your sights on the £1 million game. Just how realistic do you think that proposition is?
Well, if you win three games, I would hazard a guess you'd be in the £1 million game. And we've already, during the course of the season, beaten Featherstone, London and Lee, and they're in the middle eights. So should we do that again, we'll be in there. But conversely, they've beaten us as well, which I think adds to the excitement and the anticipation and the, you know, the adventure, because on any given day we can beat them, and on any given day they could beat us as well. It just makes for a great sporting occasion.
John, just to keep on the theme of the finance, if you will, there's the £1 million game, takes all the headlines, and of course it would, but just to be in this middle eights financially for Batley, it must be a great boost to have the likes of a game against Rhinos and a game against Huddersfield. Does it have a marked effect for teams like Batley?
Well, the prize money, it's a marked effect, is the prize money, because the difference in prize money for coming the bottom of the middle eight or the top of the bottom eight is quite vast. You know, it's a couple of £100,000, so it really is. It's been well worth getting in, regardless of what happens. And the chairman, Kevin Nicholas, he's absolutely delighted. But as I've said, we don't see our journey, our adventure hasn't finished yet. And I'm hoping that the best is yet to come. And that's what we're working for.
Well, John Keir, head coach of Batley Bulldogs, best of luck in continuing your adventure throughout the middle eights section. Brilliant, as always, to speak to you on Radio Yorkshire as well, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure.